Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa's first in the nation presidential caucuses take place 1 month from tomorrow, and Democratic candidates are visiting Siouxland in preparation. Minnesota U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar talked with potential caucus goers today at Sioux City's Orpheum Theater. Klobuchar said her campaign was surging and said she had raised more than $1 million the day after the December 19th presidential debate. Klobuchar answered a question from the crowd about recovering from President Trump's trade war. Klobuchar said the country needed consistent trade policies.
This guy does tweets at 4 a.m., and there's a saying about trade policy: keep your promises and keep your threats. He does neither.
Klobuchar also talked about the need to reform health care with a public option, improve public education, and to require universal background checks to purchase firearms. Tonight, Democratic presidential candidate and hedge fund manager Tom Steyer will meet with Siouxlanders at the Sioux City Convention Center from 5:30 to 7:30. Well, a new year brought a new change to the Sioux City Council. New member Julie Shaner took the oath of office.
In the city of Sioux City.
County of Woodbury.
County of Woodbury.
The business owner beat out incumbent Rhonda Capron. And Mayor Bob Scott, who was also sworn in for another term today, had a few words of support for Shaner.
I think it's a great opportunity to help the citizens, but not only that, to build some friendships that will last a lifetime.
Scott also thanked his family for supporting him during his 34 years in politics. Councilmember Dan Moore was chosen by Scott to continue to be his mayor pro tem. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.